Hi, this is Commander Wiz Withers with Military Leadership Blog. I got some feedback recently that I found fascinating because it forced me to think about something that I'd never really thought about before. This person said I had been giving a talk on patriotism through service, and this person said in so many words that the world would be better off with fewer patriots because patriots start wars. Now, when I first read that, I was pretty hacked off about it. But in reading on, they explained themselves saying that it was their opinion that when somebody wraps himself up in a flag, that you're essentially telling the world that you think you and your country are better than other countries. And that rankles people, it gets them upset, and that's where conflict begins. And I had to stop and think about that a little bit because, see, I have never looked at patriotism that way. When I tell people that I have married the absolute best woman in the world, that my wife is the absolute best wife anybody could have, I mean that sincerely. I do. But that doesn't mean that I think my wife's better than your wife, and then I'm going to get in a fight with somebody over that. That's not how I mean that. And I think of patriotism in the same way. Webster defines patriotism simply as the love for or the devotion to one's country. Okay. Now contrast that with nationalism. Nationalism, again, according to Webster, it says it's exalting one nation above all others and promoting its interests and its culture at the expense of others. See, nationalism doesn't respect other countries and other peoples, and patriotism does. At least that's how I interpret them. Now the challenge is the distinction between the two is not always crystal clear. I'll give you a quick example from history. In 1903, President Teddy Roosevelt negotiated rights to begin building the Panama Canal. And many people think that, Roosevelt thought that the Panama Canal was one of the greatest achievements of his administration. And certainly it was a massive construction project and a real boon to commerce, international commerce, throughout the world. Okay? There's no doubt about that. And many people were quite patriotic and quite proud of America for doing this and opening this up for the world. It's a great thing that America did for the world. But if you read some of the history of it, you'll find out that Roosevelt's administration was negotiating with the country of Colombia because Colombia owned what is now Panama. And the Colombian Senate decided they weren't going to ratify the treaties. They didn't think it was in their best interest. Well, what Roosevelt's administration did is he essentially, if you read some of the history texts anyway, they'll say he essentially sponsored a revolution. And allowing for the recognition of Panama separate from Colombia. And then he quickly negotiated with Panama and got the deal he wanted, and that's how they started building the canal. Well, Colombia wasn't too happy about that. And there are other people in Latin America that didn't think that was, a real nice way of going about that either. Okay? So was the Roosevelt administration, were they patriotic in what they did? Were they nationalistic in what they did? A little bit of both. See, the distinctions are sometimes kind of hard to discern. So what I like to know is I like to know your comments on this. In this particular case, do you think it was being nationalistic or patriotic and how the Roosevelt administration handled it? And the other thing, the bigger question is can something be patriotic and nationalistic at the same time? I'd really appreciate hearing and reading your comments on the blog. And so until next time, I'm Commander Wiz Withers, and I look forward to talking to you again real soon.